With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A former Federal Reserve governor who apparently favors lowering interest rates and is in sync with President Trump's stand on tariffs is Mr. Trump's choice for Fed chairman. If confirmed by the Senate, Kevin Warsh will succeed Jerome Powell, whose term expires in May. President Trump threatens Canada with a whopping 50% tariff on any aircraft sold in the U.S.
The president is kicking his trade war with Canada up a notch in a dispute over aircraft. He said he was retaliating against Canada for refusing to certify jets from Georgia-based Gulfstream Aerospace. In a social media post, the president said the U.S. in return would decertify all Canadian aircraft. If the situation is not immediately corrected, he said, he will impose a 50% tariff on all aircraft sold into the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainians suffering through an especially brutal winter may get a brief respite from the ravages of war, President Trump says he called the Kremlin.
I personally asked President Putin not to fire into Kiev and the various towns for a week, and he agreed to do that. And I have to tell you, it was very nice. A lot of people said, don't waste the call, you're not going to get that. And he did it, and we're very happy that they did it.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is skeptical. As the Deep South braces for another icy blast of Arctic air, the Eastern Carolinas and Tidewater Virginia prepare for a wintry nor'easter, expected to lay down a heavy blanket of snow along with fierce winds, making for blizzard-like conditions. Major East Coast cities are not expected to be hit. Don Lemon has been arrested. He was in the thick of an anti-ICE protest during a service inside a Minnesota church earlier this month. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 237 points. NASDAQ futures off 178. This is SRN News. America's pastors are ready to stick it out.
4 years ago, 42% of Protestant clergymen in this country told the Barna Group that they had seriously considered quitting the ministry within the last 12 months. Today, Barna reports that the number has fallen to 24%, which is still considerable, but much better than it had been. Researchers say the pandemic is probably mostly to blame for the high percentage of pastors who were thinking about giving up earlier this decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Swiss politician has been convicted of firing a pistol at an auction poster of a 14th century painting of baby Jesus and then posting images of the damage online. Sanija Ameti is a member of the Zurich City Council and a Muslim, has received a suspended fine for disturbing freedom of religion and worship. In September of last year, Ameti fired the gun at a poster that showed details of the work Madonna with Child and the Archangel Michael. SRN News. New device will allow some blind and low vision football fans a chance to experience the Super Bowl like never before.
A tactile device tracks the ball, vibrates on key plays, and provides real-time audio. That means with hands on the device, the vision impaired can feel the location of the ball and hear what's happening throughout the game. The NFL teamed up with OneCourt and Ticketmaster to pilot the game-enhanced experience 15 times during the regular season. About 10 blind and low-vision fans will now have the opportunity to use the same technology at the Super Bowl when Seattle faces New England. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order imposing tariffs on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. The move puts pressure on Mexico, which Mr. Trump has been squeezing to distance itself from the government on the communist island. More details at SRNNews.com.